August 11. Walking with the Unseen God. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Psalm 31:20. Notwithstanding God's word is so little practice, this is the only remedy for the healing of individual and national woes. Man cannot bow upon his knees in the streets and in the marketplace to offer up his prayers to God. But never forget, wherever you may be, that there is a God upon whom you may call for wisdom. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Revelation 3:8. Enoch walked with the unseen God. In the busiest places of the earth, his companion was with him. Let all who are keeping the truth in simplicity and love bear this in mind. The men who have the most to do have the greatest need of keeping God ever before them. When the tempter presses his suggestion upon their mind, they may, if they cherish it, thus saith the Lord, be drawn into the secret pavilion of the Most High. His promises will be their safeguard. Amid all the confusion and rush of business, they will find a quiet resting place. Take God with you in every place. The door is open for every son and daughter of God. The Lord is not far from the soul who seeks him. The reason why so many are left to themselves in places of temptation is because they do not set the Lord ever before them. It is in the places where God is least thought of that you need to carry the lamp of life. If God be left out of sight, if our faith and our communion with God are broken, the soul is in positive danger. Integrity will not be maintained. The Lord is our helper, our defense. God has provided that no soul that trusts in him shall be overcome by temptation. Christ is just as much with his believing ones when they are compelled to be associated in any sense with the world as when they meet in his house to worship him. Think of these words, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Revelation 3:4. Manuscript 97, August 11, 1898. The necessity of a close walk with God.